This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Having trouble just hearing myself right now. Joining me now from XS Sites is he is a marketing and sales engineer in addition to a sponsored shooter with them. His name is Monty Long. Am I correct with all of that, Monty?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm just trying to cope. Yeah. Radio is a constant, ever never ending drama of various technical hoops and everything. But hey, we do it. Let's talk a little bit about XS Sites. Let's talk about what attracts me to them. Your big dot sites. Now I know, just so we get this out of the way, before I talk about the big dots, you have other sites besides big dots, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's correct. We do have a couple of options in the way of notch and post for handguns that we've added over the last couple of years, just to expand what we offer and appeal to a broader range of consumers and shooters.
For those of you that like a three-dot sight, for example, which they make a splendid three-dot sight. I've seen the glow of those. You can just about read a book in the dark with those. I'm not really exaggerating that much about it. I'm a big dot fan, though, because it's just so easy to line that up, putting the lollipop on the stick.
And that's my personal preference. I mean, I've got pretty much everything we make on some form of firearm or another,
right?
Just to have them, to be able to take them to the range and let people play with them. But my personal preference is for the big dot. I mean, that's what I've got on my the Glock 48 I'm carrying right now. The Glock 34 that I usually use for competition these days, it's got a big dot on the front of it.
Right.
It's big and easy to see.
Yes. Well, I mean, and the thing with this is that I'm defaulting in a lot of cases to optics, but if I have big dots on the gun, in most cases, if it doesn't already have the optics cut on it, I'm just not going to worry with it, because the big dots are just that quick to acquire. But who designed this thing? I mean, I remember when I first got into the whole gun talk thing, I found this guy named James Jaeger, and he was raving about big dot sights, and I didn't know what he was talking about. Big dots. What are we talking about, man? And then I looked into it and I saw it and I was like, okay, this makes a whole lot of sense to me. Who came up with this idea of the lollipop and the stick on the big dot?
So it actually originated in the late 1800s. You had guys that were professional hunters in Africa, and you're dealing generally with fairly large critters that, by the time the pH gets up to them, have got a foul disposition. I mean, somebody's just shot them. So they want to, like, stomp a mud hole in whatever they can find. What those guys realized is they didn't need super, super precision sights. They needed sights that allowed adequate sight alignment right now. My understanding is that if a rather irritated Cape Buffalo has decided it wants to charge you, you want to put bullets in the important spot, like, 2.5 seconds ago so that you could stop the problem.
Right.
And that's, I don't know exactly who came up with it originally, but that's what they were originally designed for. Adapting them to the pistol, to the handgun, that gets credited to Ashley Emerson. Ashley being, a gun writer, machinist, gunsmith, hunter. I mean, Ashley's kind of done a little of all of it. At the time, my understanding, this actually predates my starting with XS, but, late 1990s, Ashley was working for another company here in Fort Worth that the owner of XS when I started, Ed, did contract machine work for. And Ashley had the idea of doing express sights for a handgun. On an African gun, you're worried about a big, foul, evil, nasty critter that wants to stomp you into the ground because you, just shot him. Well, on a handgun, we want a defensive tool for a foul, evil, nasty two-legged critter that has decided they wanted to do evil to us. Regardless, what you need is the same. You need good, acceptably accurate shots as quickly as you can get them. And Ashley was like, hey, works really good on African guns. Ought to work good on a handgun. And it did.
That I have no doubt about that. The thing I like about them is it's just that easy.
Absolutely.
To acquire. And these are, would you characterize these as precision sights or are these combat sights? And let's make the differentiation between the two.
Oh, they are most definitely combat sights. I mean, can they be used for precision work? If you want to spend enough time, energy, effort, and ammunition, they can be very, very accurate. Most people don't want to spend that much effort on it because, I'll be honest, to get to where I am, where I can shoot little bitty targets at 25, 50, 7,500 yards with a handgun, I've spent a lot of time in dry fire and a lot of time in live fire. That being said, most of your defensive situations are going to be 25 yards and in, and you're looking to hit an 8-inch, basically an 8-inch circle.
Sure.
That's actually pretty easy to get really, really competent with the express sights in, those instances. The nice thing about it, what's one of the big things we like about the red dot?
Ease of acquisition. And the fact you can, the reason I like it is because it's easy to acquire. I don't have to line up. But one thing, which is the same thing with the XS sights, I just have to line up one thing. But, it also, once I've got it zeroed, it's probably just going to work all the time.
Well,
tell me.
One of the big advantages to a red dot is you can threat focus, right?
Right.
To run a red dot on a handgun correctly, that's what I've always been taught and what I teach other people, is you actually threat focus, you target focus. You see the target, or you focus on the target, you see the dot superimposed on it. You can, especially at 10 yards and in, you can do that with the express sight. You can be focusing on the threat, and that big dot is big enough and bright enough that you can still see it in your vision and still make an acceptable shot, which means that I can focus on the world around me and decide that, that guy over there that I just pulled a pistol on because he scared the snot out of me, well, he just decided to drop the knife he had in his hand and run off. Sweet! I don't have to shoot him. I can keep the gun out until I feel really safe and can holster it, but I can actually focus on the world around me and observe and get the information I need to make the appropriate decision.
Coming up on the first break, the world of XS sights there's a little more to it than this, than just the scratch. Oh, well, yeah, I've heard about them. A little bit more to it than that. They have a suite of products available to you, and we're going to talk about these in the coming segments. Monty, of course, like I said, Monty is a marketing and sales engineer and a sponsored shooter with XS Sights. The website is XSSights.com. The drop-down menu is very simple. You can pick your own sight. It doesn't have to be big dots. You'd be surprised at the variety. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Monty Long. He is with XS Sights. He is the works in marketing and in sales. He covers it all, and he's a sponsored shooter. What kind of shooting do you do? What is it? Precision rifle, handgun? What do you do?
Primarily competitive three gun, although I do a little bit of USPSA, a little bit of IDPA, and occasionally a little bit of PRS. Well, like I said, primarily three gun. So.
What is PRS? I'm not familiar with PRS.
Precision rifle series.
Okay.
Precision long range shooting.
Yeah, that's now that one fascinates me.
It's a fun sport. I mean, trying to hit little targets at long distance, that gets interesting.
Now, in these pistol disciplines that you run, you're using big dots on the are you running a Glock 34?
For the last couple of years, usually I've been shooting a Glock 34.
Right. Is yours tuned, or is it just you just run them?
I pulled it out of the box. I swapped out the sights, of course, and then I actually did a little bit of trigger work, but not what most people would expect.
Gotcha.
You know, the 34 comes with Glock's minus connector.
Right.
I pulled that out and I threw in. Mine's a Gen 5. I threw in the same dot connector that they put in the Gen 5 17s and 19s.
Okay.
So the trigger on mine is not particularly light. It's very similar to the Glock 17 that I have, that I teach with, and then the Glock 19 that I usually carry.
Now, see, with XS, okay, so with the XS sights,
mm-hmm.
which the only ones I've ever tried are the big dots. Maybe I need to try some of the other ones, but I haven't tried any but the big dots. But, I get myself into a quandary there.
Mm-hmm.
Because with an XS gun, I'm not a competitive shooter. I only carry a gun in case I have to use a gun in self-defense. And if I have to use a gun in self-defense, then my first thought is the faster I've got shots going down range, the better off I am.
Mm-hmm.
So fast target acquisition, of course, is a very important thing to me. And with the XS sights, I kind of think sometimes that if you don't have the optic already mounted on the gun, or if it's not optics ready, or even if it is optics ready, if you want to get the co-witnessing sights, because Addison has sent me a set of sights that I put on my Terran tactical gun.
Mm-hmm.
I have a TTI Combat Master. That's a long story.
I'm jealous.
That's a long story.
That's a nice handgun.
If you knew what I had to go through to get it, you'd be like, okay, maybe you deserve that. But, I mean, I've got those running on that as well, and even with the optic mounted on it. How many people come to you and say, hey, I don't need an optic with these?
We hear it some. I mean, you know, the thing about the optic is that it is the newest, the latest, the greatest, the coolest thing there is. So you're seeing a lot of people do that. I mean, then you've got a lot of people like me that, you know, okay, I've got a couple of guns with optics. I still prefer the irons.
Right.
And granted, maybe that's just because I'm, you know, getting into the old dogs don't learn new tricks category.
I wouldn't so much put it that way, but I mean, like, when I was in the military in the 80s, we didn't have optics. We didn't have plate carriers. We didn't even have trauma kits. We were just fast. We were quick. We dodged those bullets back in the 80s. and it was learning how to function without technology. I don't think that is actually a bad thing at all.
Well, I agree. I don't think it is, but you're starting to see a little of that happening with the red dots these days. But hey, you still really want to have backup sites, and we make sites that will work for that.
Yeah, yeah. But let's go into the three-dot variety that you do have. I mean, those, the night site is, like I said, I've seen those. Those are really easy to acquire in the dark. How easy, and I've never shot any, I've never run any. When you're pulling it up in daylight, is it as easy to do it in daylight as it is in the dark?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you've got a photoluminescent ring surrounding the tritium lamp. That's what our Ember technology on the new DXT2s, the Express sites, and then the R3D, which is the three-dot site. It's a proprietary photoluminescent property, process that we do surrounding the lamp. If it's been charged, man, it's like a freaking beacon in a dark room.
Right.
You can't, if you miss it, well, that's because you're just pretty much blind to begin with.
Blind.
It is bright once it's been charged.
Right.
In the daytime, for me, and everybody's a little different, everybody's eyes are a little different. For me, the R3D green front is just bright as can be in broad daylight. The orange is easy to pick up, but for my eyes, not as easy as the green, right? But that's the whole goal of everything we make, right? All of our sites are geared around self-defense. That's the part of the market that we're really interested in. And to make an accurate shot in a defensive situation, you got to be able to see your sights.
Right.
So we want sights that are easy to see. And that's why we started with the big dots. And then when we finally decided to expand the product line, we wanted to keep our same mindset of easy to see sights across the spectrum. So the orange dot on the front end or the green dot on the front end of the R3Ds, that took a lot of work to get something that we were satisfied with in that it's easy to pick up during presentation from a holster.
Yeah, that's what it's all about to me. That's all it is about when to me. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about, and I don't know how new this is, but I decided to go out and get a lever gun.
Mm-hmm.
and turn it into a Tyrannosaurus Rex killing machine. So I tacked it all up, and Addison sent me this rail ghost ring sight that I have mounted on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's finally finished as far as the I sent her away to get the innards done, but it's finally finished to where I'm going to get to go shoot it. But I have shot it with those. I want to talk about that kind of a sight setup and where the impetus comes on this. For anything that we're talking about, you can find all of this at excesssights.com. Waiting right there for you. Talking to Monty Long from Excess Sights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. A major upheaval is afoot in Michigan's Republican primary for governor.
Michigan's embattled GOP gubernatorial field is down to five, with a previously ousted candidate filing write-in status. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig filed those documents on Tuesday after the Board of State Canvassers denied him a spot on the ballot due to invalid and insufficient signatures. Craig and his campaign also filed a complaint in Kent County Circuit Court against a company and circulators hired to gather the signatures. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Russia's Gazprom announced a reduction in natural gas flows through a key European pipeline for the second day in a row Wednesday, creating further energy turmoil for Europe as it tries to reduce its use of Russian oil and natural gas. This is USA Radio News. A series of earthquakes struck off the southern coast of Iran on Wednesday, and some were strong enough to be felt as far away as the United Arab Emirates. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there were at least seven quakes, and the strongest had a magnitude of 5.5, which struck about 13 miles northeast of Iran's Kish Island. Earlier, the same island was shaken by four other quakes, with magnitudes of 4.7 and 4.6. Authorities in Missouri say they have captured the last two escaped fugitives who broke out of jail recently by punching a hole in the roof and riding a stolen truck to freedom. Three inmates, Christopher Blevins, Lance Stevens, and Matthew Crawford, escaped from the Berry County Jail on June 3rd by cutting a hole in the roof, which led to an unmonitored storage area. After leaving the prison grounds, officials say the trio stole a farm truck and disappeared. Blevins was captured after a few days in Wyoming, but the other two eluded capture until this week. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Monty Long. He's a competitive shooter and he works in sales and in marketing. He is a engineer, sales engineer.
Yes,
Monty?
Sir. That's correct.
What is a sales engineer?
I used to be the production manager up until February of this year.
Right.
And then I got moved over to sales and marketing engineer, so I'm still trying to get it all figured out.
Well, I mean, so they created a job position for you, and you get to be the one to set the description up, I guess.
I'm working on that anyway. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. So I've got this Henry's 4570,
mm-hmm.
And the sights that came on it, they were abysmal. I mean, they were horrible. And I called Addison, And Addison, I love Addison simply because when you call her, I don't think I've ever caught her in a bad mood.
You know, I've been working with her since she started here, obviously, and I don't think I've ever seen her in a bad mood myself.
I mean, I was just wondering what the odds of that are. Anyway, I told her. Now, I had gone to one company called Ranger Point Precision to get a bunch of the stuff, and they had sights and rails to go on top of it, too. But at the same time, when I looked at them and I realized what I was going to get with the XS sight, and I prefer the XS sight to any sight I want to put on any gun, I thought, okay, well, if this is the way it is with me on these guns, maybe it'll be the way it is with this gun. And I have fired it a grand total of 6 times. There's a few reasons for that. First of all, I can't find any .45-70 ammo in most cases, or I haven't looked lately because I sent it to one of my sponsors to have it greased up, get the inner workings set up, and because I sent it to one of my sponsors to get the inner workings messed with. But the sights, so much better. How many people actually come and get, I mean, this gun would fall under the category of, I guess, of a hunting rifle. Is this where this sight setup, is this where this falls down in your lineup?
Yes, sir. On our website, it would be under hunting rifle sights. And you've got the rail and the ghost ring sights, which we make a very similar setup for all the Marlins, and then the Henry 4570, where, you know, we took the concept of the scout mount, which we've done for years, still do, still make for, like, the Mossberg 464, the Winchester 94, all those guys. But we decided that, you know, on the Marlin, which has a solid top receiver, and then
right.
the Henry, which also has a solid top receiver,
right?
You know, not everybody likes the scout scope or the scout rifle concept. Well, if you've got a solid top receiver, just bring that rail all the way back, and, you know, now you can run a conventional scope, a red dot, a scout scope, or if, you know, in the world of ARs, I'm a nose-to-charging handle guy. I learned to shoot with irons. That's what I was taught. So I generally get a little further forward on the stock with my cheek weld than a lot of people.
Okay.
So even running a conventional scope, that scout mount sure is nice because I can push the scope a little further out without having to get extended or cantilevered rings.
Now, when you're talking about the scout mount, are you referring to the Jeff Cooper scout rifle theory that he came up with? I've had one of those. Those are great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I think I had the Ruger one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he came up with this concept of the scout rifle, which is basically a fairly light, fairly handy carbine designed to take any game animal on the American continent, this continent,
sure.
As well as being usable as a defensive tool. That's not its primary aspect, but it could be pressed into service for that. The big thing is, you know, it's light, it's handy, it allows you to take any kind of game that you might run across if you were out in the woods. We took that concept. Well, he had a nice list of requirements that he wanted, which nobody's really made one exactly accurate to what his concept was, though the Steyr Scout's pretty close.
Right.
For a factory gun, and then the Ruger's actually not too bad either. But we came up with mounts to convert various rifles into scouts to some extent. Did them for the Mausers and the Enfields. And then we started doing them for the lever guns. And then, like I said, we took that concept and looked at the Marlins, which had a solid top receiver, and just brought that rail back. Kept the ghost ring sights so that if you had a problem with the scope in the field, you could jerk the scope off and you still got a way to aim the rifle because you got the irons.
I've been trying to figure out if I even want to put an optic on my lever gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure because the .45-70 is not exactly a long-range round, is it?
Well, it was used to shoot things at a lot longer ranges once upon a time, but it does have a lot of loop in the trajectory there.
Yeah. I don't know if I could afford the ammo to get that to work, sight that in to actually get proficient with it.
That is kind of rough.
Yeah. So that's the thing about it. So I don't know that I'm actually going to do it. Although I do see some guys putting like a pistol red dot on them, and I'm what's okay.
okay, that's not what I would really want, but, you know, that's me and my preference.
Right.
I could see a lot of benefit to having an aim point. You know, a good, you know, good red dot that could handle the recoil, because, well, me personally, when I can ever get my 45-70 Marlin from my dad.
Right.
We went into it together, caught a deal, but I didn't have the money, so we split the cost.
Right.
And he promptly absconded with it, and I don't think I've seen it in about 10 years now. But if I were using it, mostly what I'd be doing is hunting pigs, and I like doing that at night. Red dot's really nice with night vision. So, you know, something like an aim point comp that I could set for a night vision setting, that might be a lot of fun on pigs.
So I guess you would mount that without a riser?
Yeah, I would mount that without a riser. I mean, there's enough drop on that Marlin stock for me and my cheek weld that I probably would be just fine.
Yeah, I think I've seen now the new thing with the lever guns that, you know, Chris Costa started tacking them up, and mine's tacked up, but like they've got these skeletonized butt stocks and everything, and mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to go that far. I've got external ammo carriers that will carry six each. That's 12, which is three reloads on the 4-round magazine. I'm pretty sure that's probably legal in every state as well, so. I've probably taken it as far as I'm going to go, but I don't know if I'll ever put a scope on it, simply because the Ghost Ring sight, although it can take any scope I want to put on it, however far or further back or forward or whatever I want. That's the versatility of it. When I saw that, I was thinking, well, I probably won't use it, but this could do about just about anything.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, our customer service guys, get that question quite a bit on the Marlins, because, you know, for the Henry, we only offer the long round.
Right.
And we're looking into adding that option for the Henrys in 30-30 and in the pistol calibers sometime in the not too terribly distant future.
Yeah.
Right, now, it's just the 45-70.
Yeah, between Marlin being acquired by Ruger and not being really Marlin anymore, and that lapse that was there, and Henry's just now sort of pushing it like I appreciate.
Oh,
I can see where that would happen. But you hang on for me. Hang on one last break. Talking to Monty Long from XSSights.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Monty Long. He is a sponsored shooter and he is the sales and marketing engineer at XS Sights. I want to real quick do an overview just of the AR and the shotguns for those who don't think that you who might consider that you don't make something for those weapons, which you obviously do. And then I'd like to find out if anything new was debuted at SHOT, or not SHOT Show, because that was in at NRA.
All righty. Well, like you said, we are not strangers to the AR-15 market or the shotgun market. For the AR-15, we offer our XTI-2s, the new generation of our XTIs, which is a 45-degree offset mounted set of sights. If you've got a magnified optic, sometimes you have to deal with a target that's up close, and rather than trying to drop your zoom back down to one and go through the optic, you can a lot faster just roll the rifle and look down the side of it through our DX or XTI-2s and make an accurate shot that away. For those of us that still like to shoot the iron sights, we also have the CSAT aperture along with our 24/7 stripe. The CSAT aperture was designed by Paul Howe at Combat Shooting and Tactics. Paul was, a soldier. He was one of the guys in Mogadishu during 1993. And that particular aperture system has got a notch above the aperture for dealing with close range threats, right? Instead of having to, if you've got a carbine that's zeroed at 100 yards, but you have to engage a target at 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 yards, you've got to hold high, right?
Right.
Because your irons are 2.5 inches off the bore. Well, with the CSAT aperture, that's actually been taken care of. You, instead of looking through the aperture at the front sight, you actually shift your vision and use that notch along with the front sight, and it takes care of that offset. So you've got a set of iron sights that is much, much easier to use from contact out to, you know, your zero distance. So, and then for shotguns, we do all kinds of options for the shotguns, from the epoxy on beads for people that just want a big dot that allows them to see their front sight in low light, like a home defense gun. Those little bead sights are not very easy to use, especially in low light. Well, we make a big dot that just epoxies over them, and you've got a nice bright yellow or orange dot surrounding a tritium lamp for a home defense gun, all the way up to a rail and a ghost ring set available for the Mossbergs and the Remington 870s for those that are doing a lot more work with slugs.
Well, do you guys make a set of sights that will, I can't remember, the Mossberg Model 88 or whatever it is, the cheapy Mossberg, that I'm not a big shotgun guy. I have a cheapy Mossberg. Do you guys make a set of sights that would work with that one? That's the, I can't remember which model it is.
The Maverick.
The Maverick. There you go.
Yeah,
Mossberg so, Maverick.
Yeah. So if you've got that plain round barrel, we do an epoxy on big dot, which for a home defense shotgun, honestly, that's really pretty much all you need. Unless you're doing a lot with slugs on a shotgun, you just need a bigger front sight that's easy to see, especially
right.
Light. If you wanted to use it as a dedicated slug gun, you could go with a set of ghost rings. Now, what you'd have to do for the front sight is going to depend on the individual shotgun and what the barrel diameter is. For some guns, depending on barrel diameter, we make a banded front. So it just is a front sight that clamps around the front end of the gun. Gives you a front sight that's got a little bit of elevation adjustment, rear sight bolts to the receiver, and you've got a ghost ring set aside. If your barrel diameter is outside the range of those bands, then you got to get a ramp soldered in place, and it gets a little more involved.
If I ever decide that I'm going to go with slugs, like if I ever go out in the woods and I might be having to bust a bear or something, I'm probably not going to take the Maverick. Probably, you know, not going to be that one.
The shotgun's a great tool, but I won't lie. Me personally, I generally tend to lean towards a rifle or a carbine, mainly because, you know, I grew up hunting and shooting, but we were always deer hunting. I grew up
right.
with a rifle. I don't think I actually shot a shotgun until I was 10 or 12 years old was the first time I shot a shotgun.
There you go.
But I've been shooting rifles since I was about 3.5. So I'm much more comfortable with a rifle than I am a shotgun.
So, NRA show, did you guys have anything new, or did anything new get debuted at SHOT Show? I saw some video with Addison and Jaeger where she was showing some stuff. So, I mean, you guys do other things besides sights, obviously.
We
but
do.
Was there anything new that came out that sort of you want to ring that bell?
Absolutely. So let's start off with the two things that we released at NRA that are available right now. We released our R3D sights, which is our 3-dot sights, for the Springfield Armory SA-35.
Okay.
So those are available. They're up on the website. You can get on there and order them right now. And then we released our DXT-2s for the LCP Max 380. So the Express sights for the Ruger LCP Max 380. Again, those are up on the website. You can order those now. What you probably saw in the video with Addison and James was the new Glock sight pusher. We're going to try and have that actually up on the website and available by the end of the summer. And it's our take on a sight pusher. But, of course, you know, us being us, we weren't content to look at everything that was available and just try and copy that.
Right.
We tried to do some stuff and make it unique. And what we wound up doing is making a sight pusher that works on any Glock currently made. It'll work on anything from the 42. You got to throw in a little shim under the 42 slides. They're just a little too short to work without a shim, but that's going to be included, is the plan, all the way up to the 20s and the 21s and anything in between. And then depending on your red dot, it will adjust the rear sight on a gun with a red dot installed in some cases.
Okay.
I've used one of the prototypes to adjust the rear sight on a gun that's got a Trigicon RMR mounted with a C&H plate with no problem. The gun we had at the shot at NRA, the red dot on that one was a little bigger and a little weird. I forget exactly what it was, and I couldn't quite get that one to cooperate with me. But, yeah, if you're running an RMR, it'll still adjust the rear sight with the dot mounted, which is nice because if you have to pull the dot, now you, when you put it back on, you got to re-zero it.
Well, I mean, if you're doing that stuff and it works with a C&H plate in place, I would think that that would work with whichever red dot is sitting on there, because I use C&H plates myself. Well, they sponsor the show, so, I mean, absolutely, I use them, and if they fit, I would think if it works with one, it'd work with them all.
Yeah, like I said, I forget which dot we had on the slide we had there. It just wasn't quite cooperating with me when I was trying it. But
sure.
The big thing is, like I said, you know, most sight pushers on the market, you either have to buy them for a specific model of firearm or a specific frame slide size in the case of a Glock, either the slim lines or the 9s, 40s, 357s, or the 45 automatic 10 mil.
The biggins, yeah.
Yeah. Or some of them use different shims or plates, or you have some that you can clamp onto almost any slide, but it's kind of a pain to get it all lined up and make sure that you're pushing straight across. Ours isn't. You line the rear sight up. We have a wedge that we use that locks the slide in place, and you go to town. We also changed up how force is applied to the rear sight.
I tell you what, hang on if you will, because we're about to run out of time, so I will get with Addison, and we will have to do a part two to this.
All right.
I do appreciate finally getting you on the air, though.
No problem. Happy to do it.
Of information that you are. With a self-defense handgun, speed of sight acquisition is key. XS Sights answers that question. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good afternoon and a good weekend.
Thank you much. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.